It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. And you, ladies and gentlemen, are about to enjoy the Ask Ross segment brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. It's called Ask Ross, but Ross is in Minnesota. We have to keep reminding you at the Super Bowl this week. He is not with us. So are you prepared?
I am prepared. I just can't help. Like, so everyone has a Super Bowl party. Like, I just think about how good that stuff would be for a Super Bowl party. Like, if it was catered by 409.
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
what's your favorite thing that they do? Let's just talk about it. So we know Ross is the ribs. I'm chicken. I like their chicken.
I'm a big brisket guy.
Brisket.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not the healthiest choice, but that's not the point of getting it catered.
Correct.
That's not the part of getting a barbecue catering, but you know, it's cold out, you know, anyone can do burgers. I think this is the future of Super Bowl party catering right here, and we're in on the ground floor.
All right, you're in the captain's chair this week, Bob, and the question you deem number one from our listeners' questions here that you can submit by going to our app, Keystone Sports, clicking on the Ask Ross tab, send in your question, your email address, and you could possibly win a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. In it, you'll get some rubs and sauces and a Tailgate with Honor apron. So you got them. You're picking the winner this week, Bob.
Can't wait.
All right, let's get started. Let's go with JW in Lititz, the coolest small town in America, which they have a cool studio there. I never knew that till recently. Hey, Ross, with Cam Brown, Lucada, Tar Burton, Micah Parsons, Franklin, Fajon Walden, Koa, Ellis Brooks, and Jan Johnson all in the mix, don't you think the concerns about the depth at linebacker are overrated? Interesting.
They have some young athletes with really good, great ability, but this linebacking core is short on experience, and I know that they'll be in nickel a lot. But I think the reason why it's not overstated is they don't really have anyone who can play the middle linebacker position, because 1 and 1A left because it was Kabinda, but Brandon Smith was a guy that I think that they felt really good about. So I mean, on the one hand, they have a lot of athletes that are inexperienced. So you just wonder how are they going to manage this, right? And who does it open the door for? I mean, Micah Parsons has been mentioned, but I think that he will be a work in progress this year. I don't know that. I hope the expectation is that he should be the starter from day one. I think that he can certainly help them at middle linebacker, but I think that's a position you really have to grow into. Physically, he certainly looks like he could play just about anywhere on the football field.
Right.
But you just wonder, you know, early in the season or in the spring or in the summer, like as far as opportunities, like so for guys like Cooper and Jan Johnson, this was an opportunity they probably never saw that they would have. I mean, you know, there is an opening in the middle. You know, Manny Bowen left. Not that he would play the middle, but I think he's played the middle before. And I think if Manny had returned, I think that would be.
He's definitely gone, right?
He's definitely gone.
James said goodbye.
He's not coming back.
Okay.
He would have been an option. I just think their options are limited in the middle, and that's why I think it's not overblown. I think what you want to hear is at the end of spring, you want to hear James Franklin say, the thing we felt we were the most concerned about, we feel a lot better about. He's done that before, right, and he's proven right. So just I think the alert will come from the coaching staff at the end of spring. If you hear them saying, if you remember last year, it was like, we don't have a number three quarterback.
Right.
And that was a thing.
It's a red flag.
Yeah, it's a red flag, and it wasn't a great sign for Jake Zembeck.
Correct.
And the minute Sean Clifford got on campus, he was a number three quarterback. So if you hear them say, you know, we need a couple guys to step up middle linebacker, then it's definitely a concern.
I think the thing is they're short on experience, they're a little long on talent.
Yeah.
But the learning curve is the greatest thing that the greatest asset that a player can gain.
Yeah.
And you're going to suffer. This is going to hurt.
It's
going to hurt a little bit.
The guy that I want, I'll be curious about, the coming off the red shirts, is the Brooks kid, because he's got
Ellis Brooks.
That's the 6'1", 235. That's about the right size for a middle linebacker who can run. Those other guys, if you look at their weights, I mean, they're undersized a little bit to play linebacker. He's the guy that I'll be curious to see what people are saying about, and it's just a lot to put on a true freshman. Even if it's Micah Parsons or even Luketa, it's a lot to ask of a true freshman to play
middle linebacker,
play well right away. I don't know that that's fair.
All right, let's get another one in. This one comes from Jim in Kings Park, New York. Who will have more receiving yards this year, Justin Shorter or Brandon Polk?
I like this question. I really do.
Leader in the clubhouse.
No, because it is a question where, to me, it feels like almost a 50-50 question. Like, it's correct. Not a question where – I think you have to think about this one, because there's no questioning what Shorter can do. It's just a question of how soon will he have carved his role out in the offense, because I do think Tompkins, you know, and Juwan Johnson – are guys that really can are good players.
You expect them to be on the field.
I would expect the slot position. If Brandon Polk cannot claim that job this year, I would say that the sand is about out of Brandon Polk's hourglass.
Biggest competition, you think?
It's
like Hippenhammer.
Yeah, and Hamler.
Hamler.
I think are the other guys.
KJ Hamler.
Yeah, I mean, there's some other guys, but so the slot guy, Deshaun Hamilton, was a lanky slot guy. I think that Polk's size suits him well, and it would be a different kind of slot option for Penn State. I would say right now, I would say Polk, but I
agree.
I don't want to. I feel like I could look pretty even more foolish, because he gets hurt a lot.
He does.
He does get hurt a lot, and Shorter is obviously a freakish talent. I think I would be. I'm leaning 60-40 Polk right now, but I do think that if he doesn't get on track very soon in this campaign, I think some other guys are just going to sail right on by him.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Ask Ross segment is being brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. That's 409tailgateclub.com. If you like barbecue and barbecue sauce, go there. He's Bob Flounders. I'm Andy Shea. Ross Tucker is on assignment this week, so we're asking Bob the questions. You're making the decision. The leader in the clubhouse is Jim in Kings, New York. Let's go to Scott in St. Petersburg, Florida. Given that David Corley was better known as a wide receiver than a running back coach, do you think Franklin knew Josh Gattis was open or taking offers, since it took a double move, Corley to wide receiver, then Sider to running back coach to replace him?
No, I don't.
No.
I think that the Gattis thing happened as a result of a couple things happened, and one of them was I think the reason Josh left is because Alabama, and I think Nick Saban knew how good Josh Gattis was, and when he had an opening, when Brian Daboll left for the Bills, when the Bills fired their OC, and then he promoted Mike Locksley. I mean, I think that's probably just, you know, James Franklin's not the only one with lists.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Do you really think Nick Saban's got the list of all lists?
Oh, and
who's going to say no?
Right.
So I think that Franklin probably looks at every contingency, but I think that late in the year, I think he was pretty sure Josh Gattis was coming back.
Yeah, I would agree as well. Okay, let's go to David in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. That's back-to-back Florida. I think I know where Lakewood Ranch is. Anyway, David asks, I've seen mock drafts with one of four different quarterbacks going first overall. Each quarterback in this year's draft seems to have some flaws. Obviously, as Penn State fans, we would love to see Saquon Barkley go first. Playing the role of a general manager, besides the fact that he's a running back, why wouldn't you take Saquon Barkley with the first overall pick? Keep up the great work, guys. Well, I find this very interesting.
Yeah, Cleveland, I think Cleveland picks 1 and 4.
They do pick
Giants
1 and 4.
Giants pick 2. And who's at 3?
Colts are 3.
Colts at 3. Colts don't need a quarterback.
Colts, are we sure?
Yeah, I think.
Are we sure Andrew Luck's coming back?
With what they're paying Andrew Luck, I think that they are hoping Andrew Luck. If the Colts take a quarterback, then something is
horribly wrong. Correct.
So they don't need a quarterback. So, I mean, we're talking about Rosen, we're talking about Allen, and we're talking about Darnold.
Correct.
So, to me, if you're the Browns and they just hired the GM, if you love one of those three quarterbacks and you're picking four, and you know the Giants are picking two, but Eli Manning is on a very short shelf life.
Right. I think the Giants are picking a quarterback.
I think if you're the Browns, even if Barkley is the more talented player, quarterback is the more important position, and you're picking four. But then you have to worry about trade ups. So I just think if you're the Browns, if you want Barkley, you want to get him at four, not at one.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you can get these quarterbacks. Seem to me like all in the same bucket.
Yeah. So the case you have to love that guy to pick him one. The case you make is you know what Barkley can do for your team.
Correct.
So you have to love a quarterback.
Right.
And if you don't love a quarterback. There hasn't been it's pretty rare when a quarterback doesn't go number one. Clowney went number one.
Right.
The Texans, I think it might have been Bill's first year. They passed on Khalil Mack, but Clowney turned into a very good
after
player.
After injuries, yeah.
I can't say that I'm thrilled with any of these quarterbacks.
I agree.
I watched Sam Darnold. I know that they couldn't pass protect against Ohio State. But he did not look to me like
when he didn't have protection, his fundamentals broke
and
down.
It wasn't a great year overall. I'm with you, having seen Saquon Barkley and how he can change a team.
Right.
And you look at what Elliott did, you look at what Fournette did. I think he's absolutely the best player in the draft, but I'm just not sure that Cleveland's smart enough to take him number one.
Does Cleveland take him at four if he's sitting
there? Oh, my God.
I'm just asking.
I hope so. I see all these mock drafts where Barkley's going seven.
That would be to the Buccaneers. That's not happening.
I just don't know these guys.
I don't get it.
Did they watch the games? Like, I don't get it.
Did they see what Alvin Kamara did for the Saints offense?
Remember when the Bears took Cade McNown like 10th or 11th over? You can't recoup that investment when you're that. I mean, I don't see anything. I don't see any downside to taking Barkley.
Yeah, I don't see any downside to taking him either. I would take him first and take the risk of a quarterback because you've taken the quarterback so many times in Cleveland.
A lot of people on their big boards have him number one, like Matt Miller of Bleacher Report.
Right.
Daniel Jeremiah of NFL.com said, look, this is the guy, but that doesn't mean he's going number one.
Right.
So it's not about talent; it's about need. And sometimes people get a little blinded by it. I think our winner. I'm going to go with the wideout question because it was succinct. It was not 900 words.
Made you think.
Brevity is always encouraged. I think that's our winner.
All right, Jim in Kings Park, New York. You are going to win a tailgate box with some rubs and sauces in that apron from the guys at 409 Tailgate Club. .com. That'll do it for your questions and Bob answers. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Quarter number four.
Hey, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.